I saw a fellow the other day, and he said, a few things are said about politics. And he says, well, you know, there are two subjects we should never discuss, and that's religion and politics. I said, well, I don't know how I'm going to live if I don't. Because that's what my life is all about, basically, especially. And I don't like the word religion, but certainly the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd like for you to notice here tonight, I'm going to deal in a political world to some degree tonight. Matter of fact, my title tonight is simply this: Needed Good Government Authorities. Do you believe that tonight? We need some good government authorities. We have a few, but not very many. We need some good government authorities, some men and women who stand for righteousness. Notice what it says in chapter 29. And verse number 2, you'll be amazed here when we go through this chapter. I'm just going to pick out just a few verses. But notice verse 2, when the righteous are in authority, the people what? They rejoice. Mm-hmm. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Now let me ask you, how many people right now are really excited about, wow, government is so good? We're in the mourning part. What's the problem? That's pretty obvious. The wicked bear rule. Notice with me verse number 4, just 2 verses down. Here it says, the king by judgment establisheth the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthroweth it. Here's a government official that's taking bribes, causes problems. Okay? And the king by judgment. By the way, that's righteous judgments. Making good decisions, not selling our friends out. Don't throw that in. Notice verse number 8. Scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. Scornful men. When I think of scornful men, especially those who scorn Christ and His people. Oh, by the way, last week, Barbara, lost her last name, representative from California, went into Congress and saying to the Congress people, because of global warming, we need to take some measures because it's going to cause women to become prostitutes. If you see my head getting flatter, that's why. But people are scorning the Lord Jesus Christ and His righteousness. Interesting thought for you today. Did you not remember just a few years ago people saying when we would want to get something in place in government, well, you cannot legislate morality? It's still pretty good, that one moral issue, thou shalt not kill. I like that law on the books. Amen. Especially when some people look at me with those threatening eyes. I like that particular law. But they say that. But why are we legislating immorality? Because that's going on. Why is that? Because they're scornful people. And it's bringing our cities into a snare. Notice verse number 12. Verse 12. And it says, if a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. Isn't it interesting how much God has to say about, let's use the word government. Notice verse 14. The king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. One who is fair, judging the poor. By the way, that doesn't mean we take from the rich to give the poor. It's talking about having a righteous judgment toward them. Notice verse 18. And you might not think this verse to be political, but notice what it says. Where there is no vision, the people what? A nation's made up of people. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And I want you to look at the rest of that verse because for years I preached this without really thinking about the rest of this. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there's no vision. where we do not see clearly the Word of God and the truth of God, there's going to be perishing. That's a true statement. There must be that truth. And thus, that is a need that is in our land today. And dropping down to verse number 26, says, many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. Interesting verse. Scattered throughout the Word of God is much to say about the political scene. Much is said. Matter of fact, we find, and we dealt with it just not very long ago, there are some qualifications. There are some things that ought to be true in the life of a judge. There are some things that ought to be true in the life of a king. And there needs to certainly be those who are in the way of righteousness. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we ask for your blessing tonight. I pray in just a few moments we have that you speak to our hearts. Teach us some valuable truth. Lord, above all, help us to see that there is actually still hope. Oftentimes we just kind of write it all off and think there isn't, but you are a great God. And so, Lord, I pray that you might work on our hearts, help us to occupy till you come, not to despair, not to give up, but to keep on keeping on. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, politics certainly plays a big thing in our discussions, do they not? Religion certainly does. Religion, by the way, in my book is faith without Christ. It's responsible for most of the wars and terrorist action in our world's history and certainly in current times. And thus it's something that really affects everybody, whether they are religious or not. Politics. My favorite definition, by the way, of politics. Poly is a word that means many, and tix, as we know, is a blood-sucking insect. But politics affects the direction of governments worldwide. And that ought to be of great interest to us. Because you and I, first of all, God has given us a mandate to pray for our government. In the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 1, he says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, it's interesting he uses all those words. We'll not go into that, but each one has its special spot. And then he says particularly, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We need to be concerned about the direction that government is going. And you and I, as citizens of this nation, need to be very concerned about our nation, as I believe you probably are. The United States of America was founded upon some biblical foundation. You don't say founding and foundation in the same breath, but I did. It has a biblical foundation. And you and I, as we look at our nation and we see what that has produced, and that is there are literally thousands of churches across our country. There's many, many hundreds of thousands of people who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But it is from this nation that most of the missionaries in the world come forth. It is from the pocketbooks of Americans, as God has blessed them, by the way, can I say, in a free enterprise system, and as we have been able to see that vision to take the gospel around the world, and this nation has been responsible for many hundreds of thousands of peoples around the world hearing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe we as a nation, if we were to count it all up, have sent more missionaries than all other nations in all other periods of time combined in our, can I use the word, Christian era. God has given us the freedom. God has given us the means to do this. And if we're going to continue that, we need to still have that available. We don't need a repressive government. We don't need that which is trying to shut us down, to close us up, and to put us in obscurity. We don't need that which is trying to say, hey, you folks in the pulpits can't talk about any of this. And you folks in church, you just keep all of your churchianity in your church. Don't speak of it in the workplace. You see, you are experiencing today this situation that was not in our nation 10, 20, 30 years ago, whereby they're saying you cannot talk about Christ at the workplace. Folks in this church have come and told me about specific situations in their life regarding that. And we can no longer make the excuse that we ought to stay out of all of these arenas. We've allowed the unrighteous to be in authority. And now we're mourning. We're mourning. Government approval rating in the United States of America is at its lowest level ever. And we sat here tonight, we understand that. It's very obvious why it is. We are in mourning. And some of the reasons is we have not prayed as we ought to. We've not asked God to work in the hearts and lives of those who are in authority. And rather than pray, we do a lot of complaining. And we need to voice our concerns, but at the same time, we need to pray. And we need to pray that they would have wisdom rather than foolishness. Who would have ever thought that we have now, as a nation under this president, chosen Iran over Israel? But that's going on right now. And we've not sought as we ought to. With our selfish attitudes and actions, we have scorned. We've scorned the things of God. We've allowed our cities and our peoples to become crippled. And how foolish we have been in these areas. We've held back the truth to where lies are now very convincing. And they run rampant in the political realm as well as any other realm, actually. No wonder we have a verse here that's so true. If a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. We are in some very perilous times. And we sing the song, Onward, Christian Soldiers. We have a battle on our hands. And we need to be a people to understand it's not just we take the gospel to people, but we've got some freedoms that are at stake in order to keep taking that gospel to peoples. And until people's hearts have been set free, they don't have the desire for liberty that they ought to. And we have failed in all these things, but we need to take it back. We must return to the authority of Scriptures for our daily walk. Many people look at Christians and they think, well, they just have these beliefs that they don't really believe that stuff. It doesn't affect them in their daily walk. And they laugh and they scorn because of it. And you and I must be a salt in this world. We must be a salt with savor. There needs to be a return to righteousness. When the righteous are in authority, the people what? Rejoice. Let's stop and think of something tonight. Who, according to the Constitution of the United States, runs this country? It says, we the people. It's we the people. What do? We elect. We vote. We elect people to represent us. In other words, this guy believes what I believe. He's going to do what I want him to do. That's the guy I want there. Now understand, we are not ever going to get somebody that believes exactly the way we do on everything. Most of you, your husband, your wife doesn't even agree with you on everything. And I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes I can't even agree with me. But we need to understand we have a responsibility under the Constitution as well. We have a responsibility before God to be the right kind of rulers. We have that responsibility. And we need to allow the Scriptures to lead us in all these areas. We need to be salt that has a savor. Let's go back, rewind just a little bit to this morning's message. We must be a people who have Holy Spirit, not just, can I say, leadership, but the filling of the Spirit of God. That we might have discernment, that we might have leadership in these areas, that we might push forward in the right direction. That is an absolute need in our lives. We must then, as Spirit-filled Christians, be praying for those who are in authority. Praying for them. In some cases, maybe most cases, that they might get saved. But even as Christians, God has instructed us to pray and ask for wisdom in all situations. And if we have the Word of God and we have the Holy Spirit of God, and He tells us through the Holy Spirit of God and the teaching of the Spirit of God that we are to ask God for wisdom, should we not be asking God to give our leaders wisdom? And do we not also have the privilege to be helpful in giving them wisdom? And we need to understand. By the way, they listen to things. I called two of them yesterday. United States Navy took a chaplain from his post. He made a stand for or against same-sex marriage, which is the right stand to take. The Bible says, you know, God put Adam and Eve together. It wasn't Adam and Steve. And God put man and woman. We find that's very obvious. It's very simple. Even nature teaches that. You can't procreate two men or two women. Let's just be honest. It's not there. And so we have this situation today. And he stood up and he said, that's wrong. His commander said, you're through. They had a soldier boy who had died, and he was not even, the day of the memorial, even allowed to be on the base, let alone conduct the ceremony and to be with those grieving family members. By the way, this particular one is very well respected in his unit. I called our congressman and I said, I think you need to do something about it. In fact, I think you need to call the base commander and tell him what you think. We need that kind of stuff. Pray for those in authority. And that God might, what? Give them some sense. Thank God for some who are standing up. By the way, I received just today an email. And the governor of Indiana just signed into law after the legislature had passed the law. Can you forgive me a second? You who have text, I'm going to text you this message so you know what we're talking about. They just passed, I can't remember all the details, they passed a Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It's an enormous bill that has implications for protection and religious liberty across the nation, really. This particular bill is being formulated in the state of Iowa. It will protect people like the old guards in Grimes, Iowa, who said, we will not make a wedding cake for two homosexual folks getting married. And basically being thrown out of business as a result of it. Pray for that governor, because right now he is being attacked from the left like crazy. Do you ever wonder why they call it the right and the left? It's really pretty simple, because the right is right. And the left is wrong. But we find a lot of problems. We need to be praying. God might work through these folks. that are seeking to stand. There are some. There are some. There are some who are standing very strong, and they need to also know, hey, we're standing with them. And become more involved than just complaining. If we're going to keep our freedoms to keep taking the gospel, we've got to do that. It is a must. We need to vote. I'm going to say to some of you, you ought to run for office. I talked to one of our men just 2 weeks ago. I said, I think you ought to be the next mayor of Council Bluffs. He's knowledgeable. He understands the situation. He's not afraid to speak. And I think he'd do a good job. He can run for dog catcher. I don't care. It's just something that we need to get involved in some things. You say, you're kind of getting off base here tonight. No. Let's stop and think about a few things. Did God use some people in government positions? Did God tell preachers to get involved and tell people in government positions how they ought to behave? Did God use those people to direct them and sometimes to chastise them when they went the wrong direction? We know that's true. And we need to understand tonight, we have a great responsibility. We have those who are in authority over us, who have taken some positions we've allowed them, and some that we've not allowed them. But we have a God that's over them. And we need to seek Him. And we need to be busy, at the same time give the gospel. That we might be able to keep on giving the gospel. We might keep on doing it. You see, it's already happened literally hundreds of times. When people in the public square have been speaking or handing out tracts, they've gotten arrested. In the United States of America. Minding their own business, giving somebody a tract, talking to them on the street. Going from one house to another. Somebody's complained, the police come and arrest them. It's happened. These things ought not to be so, brethren. And if we don't stand in the gap, we're going to lose everything we have and how we need to stand. Amen? These kids, if we don't, are going to have such oppressive government. If it goes the direction it's gone the last 30 years, I hate to see what it'd be like. I hate to see where it's headed. And we need to wake up. Amen. And one of the places we got to really talk about a little bit is right here. And understand that God wants to use us. I just read this week, Esther. Her uncle said, maybe you're here for such a time as this. What a thought. We have a purpose. And there's things to accomplish. And how we need to always be aware. Do what we can do. Amen. Do what we can do. And pray. Ask God to work in hearts and lives. Wow. Does God answer prayer? What do you think, Doc? Is that why you got a prayer list that's a mile long? Because you don't believe it? Yeah, you believe God does something. Amen. He needs it. Amen. How many in this room say, boy, I'm so thankful when I find out somebody's been praying for me? Does that mean something? I found the lost world, when you tell them you're praying for them, most of them are, wow. interesting. By the way, we talk about the power of prayer. It's the power of God that wants to answer our prayers. Amen. Is it God's desire that we get more unrighteous in America? No, I don't think so. So it seems very credible to me that if we prayed for that to return, that would be a prayer in the will of God. And God works and does things. And God places it in hearts of people to get in the right place. God even changes the hearts of some people and uses them. It's amazing. We have incredible, incredible power through that. And through our suggestions, through our words, through our actions. Amen. Father, tonight, work in our hearts. Lord, it's an area that we've been so shy of. We fear even talking about it. And yet, Lord, it's so vital. Lord, we look at our nation tonight, and I look back 50 years ago. I can remember, Lord, when they put under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. And now they want to take it out. There are those who want to change our coins and take off the symbols. There are those who are in some of these positions, like we got across the river, they want to sue God. How deplorable. Oh God, You are the one who can change hearts. You're the one that can use us. Give us strength to stand. Give us strength to speak out for the Lord Jesus Christ, to speak for righteousness, for that which is the right direction to go. Lord, let us not be timid and shy, and at the same time, oh God, that You might reach down and touch the leaders of this nation. Those in our states, Lord, even right now, we ask You on behalf of the governor of the state of Indiana, You give him strength to stand on that which he signed in the law, and to stand with his head held high. Lord, for others who are in those positions and seeking to accomplish that very same thing in our very state, God, that You might give them that kind of stamina. Lord, we find it reprehensible that people would be having their businesses ripped from them because they stood for what was right. Lord, the folks get fired from their jobs because they stand for righteousness. But Lord, even if it happens, give them blessing, dear God, and strengthen them. Bless in and through us. Oh God, we might hand a nation that's come back to You to these kids. Lord, some look and don't think it's possible. And frankly, Lord, it doesn't seem it, but You're God. And You're able. And so, God, we pray that You might bring reviving to our folks. Bring it to us. Use us for Your glory. Bless Your folks this week, oh God, as they go from place to place. Help them to stand for truth and righteousness. They might exercise integrity in all affairs of their lives. And Lord Jesus, that we might be able to continue to send men and women all around the world with the blessed gospel. Bless and work in our lives. Thank You for the fellowship we've had today. Thank You for Your wondrous word. Thank You for the power and the leadership of the Spirit of God in our lives, for Your anointing, for Your indwelling, Your filling. God bless each and every one here. Dear God, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm just going to